Kristos Voskrese. Vítajte u našeho rusinského národnostného vysílání pro Rusyně z Pittsburghu. Drahí bratia i sestry, dnes znovu prežíváme veliku radost. Voskrese Kristos i radujcia anhele. Voskrese Kristos i mrtvý nejeden Boh robí. Kristos bo ustal u mrtvých načátok usobších byst.
Hello, everyone. We are so glad you have joined us today. We are here every Sunday at noon on WEDO 810 AM and rebroadcast Saturday evenings at 6 p.m. Our broadcast reaches a 100-mile radius in 4 states. I have a lot of information for you today, so have your pens and paper ready. While in this holy season, we have Paschal Prostopinia by the Millennium Choir.
Glory to the holy consubstantial life, creating an undivided trinity. Always, now, and ever, and forever.
Amen. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and to those in the tombs bestowing life. Christos Voskrese.
Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered, and let those who hate him flee from before his face. As smoke vanishes, so let them vanish. As wax melts from before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God, and let the righteous ones rejoice. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever. Amen.
Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and to those in the tombs bestowing life.
Next weekend, May 1st, the Pittsburgh chapter of the CRS and the Heinz History Center presents a genealogy workshop on the People from Nowhere from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. The cost is $35 for members and $40 for non-members. On Sunday, May 2nd, from 2 until 6 p.m., we will give you a guided bus tour of important Rusyn historical sites in Pittsburgh. The cost is $25 per person and will include a homemade Rusyn dinner. Call 724-258-6916 for space availability. For more information, call 412-749-9899 or email president@c-rs.org. The 2004 Rusyn Heritage Tour from June 25th to July 9th is a definite go and in its final planning stages. We can still accommodate a few more people, so if you are interested, please email me at rusyn31@aol.com or call me at area code 724-787-1425 and leave me a message. Next, we have the title track from the Zaspivajme Sobi CD.
Oh, започал, а любуйня, любуйки дізня започал. Бо ти буде дябом, бо ти буде дябом на погробі йойчал.
Slaviani Folk Ensemble will present its 28th annual concert on Saturday, May 8th, 2 p.m. at the David E. Williams Intermediate Auditorium, Porter's Hollow Road, Kennedy Township, with special guests, the Reveliak family from Bodiov, Slovakia. Slaviani's program will include exciting music, songs, and dances from Croatia, Serbia, Russia, Ukraine, Macedonia, Bulgaria, and five Russian regions. Admission is adults $6 in advance, $7 at the door, students are $4, and children 5 and under, no charge. Reception will follow at the Holy Ghost Social Center, Superior Avenue, Northside, Pittsburgh. Our famous potato dumpling halushki will be available, along with a mouth-watering menu of other delicious Russian foods and pastries. Orchestar Zabava will play from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. For advanced sale tickets and or more information or directions to the social or auditorium, call me at Jack Poloka at 412-331-3124. Slaviani is co-sponsored by the Greek Catholic Union and Holy Ghost Church of McKees Rocks and acknowledged as an important organization of the Byzantine Catholic Metropolitan Archeparchy of Pittsburgh and holds their endorsement as the official representative of the Byzantine Carpatho-Ruthenian cultural and ethnic heritage. Also, as promised, I have two tickets for the concert for the first caller. The number is 412-664-4444. Next, we have Ne Budu Tu by S. Harmony.
Ne budu tu, pojdu
I will do another giveaway at the end of today's program, so stay tuned. The Roots and Heritage program is now on the internet. Go to www.c-rs.org, and at the homepage, scroll down the left-hand column, and there we are. Now, Rusins everywhere can listen to and enjoy the Rusin radio program. Therefore, we are asking for and need the financial support of all listeners, both local and worldwide, to help you. For anyone making a donation of $25 or more, may select a Rusin CD of their choice from an available CRS list. Call or write me, Jack Paloka, to take advantage of this offer. Also, anyone who calls the station at 412-664-4444 with a donation during our program today, I will also give them two tickets to the Slavyani May 8th concert. What a deal. Next, we have Domu Babi Domu Kajda by folk group Poliana.
In our last installment of the history of Father Alexander Duchnovich, we will look at his political life and how he still influences the Russian Renaissances up to the present. Father Alexander entered politics in 1847 and was a representative of the Prešov region to the last Hungarian parliament in Bratislava. After the Spring of Nations in 1848, Duchnovich began to take a more active role in the development of the Russian national and social status. He initiated contacts with representatives of Russian political life and stressed autonomy for the region. This initiated the first Russian Renaissance. With the defeat of the Hungarian revolt by the Imperial Russian Army, the Austrian government rewarded the Russians with a certain degree of autonomy for helping with the Russian advance. Duchnovich, along with other Russian leaders, demanded unity between the Subcarpathian Russians and Lemko Russians in Galicia. This demand was viewed by the Habsburgs as subversive, and as a result, Duchnovich was arrested in 1849. He was quickly released and was voted into the Šariš County, Župa, administrative offices. Throughout the next decade and a half, Duchnovich continued to fight for the rights of Russians in all areas of the kingdom. He died on March 30, 1865, from what some to believe was pneumonia. With a successful Hungarian revolt in 1868, all national programs in the newly formed dual monarchy of Austria-Hungary were eliminated. The first Russian revival ended. From 1868 until the end of World War I, all teachings and national programs were Magyarized. With the defeat of Austria-Hungary in World War I, the second Russian revival commenced, with statues of Duchnovich being erected in various cities and villages in the Russian homeland. Here in America, as well as in the old country, books and articles dedicated to Duchnovich's poems and national ideas were published. The participants of the Second Russian Revival demanded the same types of autonomy for the Russian people as Duchnovich did. Unfortunately, this did not last long. After the Third Reich's domination of East Central Europe and ultimate defeat by the Soviet Union, again, any hopes of lasting autonomy for the Russians were eliminated. This time, the communists brought in a new theory of domination. Through Stalin's urging, the oppressive governments of the Warsaw Pact strove to eliminate the Russians once and for all through forced assimilation. Everything Russian was transformed into what the respective countries where the Russians lived wanted them to be. Duchnovich's views and ideals were reversed. The communists did not even let the people know that he was a priest. Finally, After the collapse of the Iron Curtain in 1989, the leaders of the Russian underground emerged to create the third Russian revival that we are currently experiencing today. Russian leaders in the homeland, through the inspiration of our national awakener, Father Alexander Dukhnovich, continue to succeed in obtaining freedoms for our Russian people. With the rise and fall of revivals, when and where will the fourth revival take place? Dukhnovich knew that the youth are the future of the Russian movement. Without them, the great Russian heritage will die. It just so happens, on April 24th, we celebrated the 201st anniversary of Father Alexander's birth. On that same day, we also celebrated another birthday. My son, Nicholas Alexander Poloka, turned 7 yesterday. I would like to wish Nick a belated happy birthday. Buddy, love you too, and hope that the spirit of Dukhnovich that runs through me will also take root and hold in you. He is the fourth Rusinsko Obroda. Let us hope and pray that he, along with the rest of the Russian youth, keep moving forward in our everlasting quest to keep our Russian soul. Happy birthday, Nicholas and Father Alexander.
Well, you had a good time at your party yesterday with Michaela and the two Johnson cousins, huh?
We sure did. Why don't you say hi to my mommy and to my little sister, Michaela?
Very good, Nicholas. I want to make some acknowledgments. $25 donations from Andy Beleza, Boardman, Ohio, Marianne Kostobanek from North Huntington, Rich Prokopovich for Upper St. Clair. We got a $50 donation from CRS National Treasurer, Lois Hadebar Lieberman, plus an anonymous $50 donation.
We thank all of you so very much for your generations and generous financial support. Wow. And for you, we have Chohoj Voda Kalamutna from the Zakarpatsky Narodny Khor. Reminder that on Tuesday, April 27th, Selection Day, St. Elias Church, 4200 Homestead Duquesne Road, Munhall, is holding their annual dinner and bake sale.
There will be soup, halushki, hot sausage, stuffed peppered and chicken paprikash dinners, and assorted baked goods and beverages. Call 412-461-5847 for more information. Also, the Mount St. Macrina Retreat Center is sponsoring a Byzantine Liturgical Year Series Part 3 by Sister Barbara Jean on Sunday, May 2nd from 1:15 to 5:30 p.m. Offering is $20. Registration was due April 23rd, but you can call the Retreat Center at 724-438-7149. Our next selection is Zaverbisha Zaverbi.
Advance notice of the 48th Annual Pittsburgh Folk Festival to be held at the Chevrolet Amphitheater, Station Square, on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, May 28th, 29th, 30th, Memorial Day weekend. There will be ethnic foods, performances, folk dancing, live music, arts and crafts, exhibits, and a marketplace. Of course, the Russens will be fully represented in all areas jointly by the Sloviani Folk Ensemble and the CRS. Admission is $8 for adults, $7 in advance. Children, 12 and under, free. For more information, call area code 412-278-1267 or visit www.pghfolkfest.org.
To help with festival expenses, the Pittsburgh Folk Festival is holding a special bingo on Monday, May 3rd, 2004 at the famous Lithuanian Bingo Hall, 1725 Jane Street, Southside. All proceeds benefiting the festival. There will be a free, numerous door prizes and ethnic food and pastries for sale. Admission is $20 per person for two paper books of 9 cards each. Extra books will be sold for $10 each. Doors open at 5 p.m. and bingo starts at 7 p.m. For more information and or tickets, you can call me at 412-331-3124 or any of the previously mentioned festival numbers.
There is in Pittsburgh a center of spirituality, the Byzantine Catholic Seminary, a center of education and formation for men called by God to serve His people as ordained priests. You can be a part of this. You can support the work of the seminary. You can support these men who are devoting their lives to the service of God's people.
For more information, call 412-321-8383. Today's program has been paid for in its entirety by the Pittsburgh chapter of the CRS. And for them, we have U Pittsburghu from the Russian village of Kerestor in Vojvodina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to have our second ticket promotion for the Slaveni concert. When the program ends, the third caller who calls in at 412-664-4444 will receive the tickets, plus the donation offer I made is also still in effect. Dean, what are you doing today?
Oh, Nicholas and I, I'm taking him out for his birthday. We're going to the Science Center. Hopefully the USS Requin will be open and the sports complex there as
well.
Very
good. I'm off to Trogger with the Archipelago Choir at St. Mary's Church. They're doing a rededication there.
Well, we got 15 seconds to go, so just remember, ladies and gentlemen, the Russen Heritage Program does need your financial support. So if you're willing to give a couple dollars for the Russen Heritage Program, please call 412-331-3124.
I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me, Jack Poloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week, and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Wilson Heritage program.
Drahé rusinské bratry i sestry, dovolte nám od srdce poděkovat všem, komu dnes počúvali. Dúfame, že ste si páčili našeho vysielania. Pozývame vás počúvať sledujúci nedeľa od 12 hodín do stanice WEDO na rusinského národnostného vysielania. Choďte zdraví s Bohom.